And welcome back to the Tuned In Podcast. Go. Andrew and Braden here for another episode. Yes, loving this summer. How have you been?
Oh man, I'm loving the summer. It has been way too hot though. I've been like
for real
burning up. Burning up out there. It's crazy. How are you doing?
I was walking over to we're recording at BYU Library today.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, I know just walking over was kinda hot. Seeing all the kids go to BYU for FSY.
Oh,
that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a good week.
Yeah, lots of people on campus today, a little surprised. I feel like I don't know if you heard, they're rebuilding the creamery here at BYU.
Yes.
Even more construction. Gotta love that.
Yeah, there's I can think of maybe like four or five areas around campus that are under construction. It's just a lot.
But yeah.
Hey, it'll look nice when it's all done, but then maybe there will be something else.
Yes,
next,
I hope so. Well, good thing for us, BYU is not the only thing rebuilding. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about Jazz status on the rebuild, the Russell Westbrook trade, Summer League, Markkanen, what's happening, trading or not. And then we also know our NBA Cup group. We're going to talk about that, how the Jazz might do. And other NBA news, we got Team USA, a couple more trades and signings we could talk about. And then we got some interesting local sports things that you might want to know about in today's episode.
And make sure to listen to our last episode. We talked about Utah Summer League in Salt Lake and that kind of wrapping up and our thoughts on the first like impressions of players. Today we'll kind of talk more about Vegas Summer League. And also leave us 5 stars on whatever platform you listen to your podcasts. We're on Spotify, Apple, and now YouTube as well. And stay tuned. We're posting some reels and some shorts of some podcast clips. And so look out for those.
And this is episode 38 of Tuned In Jazz.
Well, it's been 2 times now that Russell Westbrook has become a Jazz
fan. The king is back.
One of the best Jazz players of all time, Russell Westbrook, got traded again. And I'm really scratching my head on this one. I'll be honest. I'm like, I don't know why we agreed to this trade.
You know what? I'm going to say, if it happens one more time, I'm buying a Westbrook jersey. I'm going to buy it.
I know last time the kid inside of you got excited that Russell Westbrook was on
the team. I actually love Russell Westbrook. I think he gets way too much hate, but I don't know if I really want him right now.
No.
I don't think it really hurts the Jets. I mean, we basically were going to lose Dunn anyways. And
right.
And I guess we did kind of help out the Clippers, but it was kind of just, I don't know, we got something out of it, at least, out of losing Dunn.
Yeah, the only thing I could think of was maybe we needed to like raise our salary floor.
Maybe.
Because we weren't paying our guys very much.
Yeah.
But I think we were above the floor.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So maybe, maybe we need to call Justin Zanuck or get his insight, but like, I guess it just raised our salary about $4 million because we're buying out his $4 million contract.
Mm-hmm.
And it got us a second round pick swap, which if we're worse than the Clippers, we won't get anyways.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
not a whole lot, to be honest.
It makes
At least
me
it's
wonder,
not nothing,
yeah,
I guess.
It makes me wonder with like, I feel like NBA salaries are probably, and contracts are probably more complex than we all realize, because obviously like we can't see the actual contract, because teams do this kind of buyout thing all the time, and I always wonder like, what are you getting out of that? Like you're still paying the money, like you're not.
Maybe there's some incentive for buying out, or
it makes me wonder if the Jazz got some. I would think there'd have to be some reason because teams do it all the time, but I don't know.
Yeah, and of course, like our salary cap's a lot lower than theirs, so we're helping out the Clippers in that way. But like, what do we get?
Yeah,
just a second round pick swap and. That's about it.
Yeah.
Maybe there's more unreported that we don't know, but
yeah,
I'm still scratching my head a little bit, but I guess apparently Russell Westbrook's going to the Nuggets. Do you think that'll be a good fit?
I did hear about that. I think that's a good fit. I mean, I don't know. Russell Westbrook, I'm trying to figure out what role he's going to play for them. The Nuggets have done a really good job of just surrounding Jokic with just scorers. And that's not really who Russell Westbrook is anymore, so I don't really know. I don't see the fit, but I don't think it'll be bad. I don't know.
We're definitely on the last legs of Russell Westbrook's career.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know how many more years he's got left. He probably just wants a ring. And so if him and DeAndre Jordan can sit on that bench and hype up Jokic, then I guess that's what he could maybe get a ring.
Yeah, get themselves some gold over there.
He's definitely ring chasing. But in terms of like his impact, I don't know how much impact he'll have.
Yeah.
But if Jokic is on the bench, I could see him being a great like guy during the non-Jokic minutes to kind of play through him. But I don't think he can play with Jokic as well. So we'll see.
Especially with Jokic just most of the time just in the paint. I do think, though, one thing about Russell Westbrook is like he seems like the type of guy I'd want to play with. Like just personality wise, like
when he's on the setter.
When he's on the floor, he's like yelling and he's like the dude just looks like a bull that got riled up just running all over the place. Like, how could you not play hard when he's your teammate? You know what I mean? Like, even if he's turned the ball over four times.
right.
A game, but,
You know, when the Nuggets come to Utah, we're going to...
Oh, yeah.
You know he hates our fans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, kind of rightfully so, but it'll be fun to see him come here in Denver Nuggets jersey.
Former Jazz man. Two-time Jazz man. But, I mean, we should have kept him long enough to play him in a summer league game, I think. That would have been kind of fun to see.
Yeah.
But summer league wrapped up last night. We beat somebody. I can't remember who we beat.
Oh, man. Was it the Pistons?
I think it was. Yes, because Ron Holland kind of popped off a little bit.
Right.
But overall, summer league, I would say, was a success, in my opinion. I don't know. Maybe you disagree. But who impressed you the most from summer league this summer?
Definitely Kyle Filipowski.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that could be the same as you. He led us in points per game, and he just was kind of trying stuff out. I feel like he was just like, all right, this summer league, I'm just going to try and see what I made. What is my skill set? Because like he has so many like different things that he's good at.
Yep.
He might be, I hope he's not a jack of all trades and master of none.
Yeah.
But he can post up a little bit and he has that turnaround fade that looks like Dirk Nowitzki. Doesn't go in like Dirk Nowitzki right now. He can hit the three. He's pretty good rebounder for the most part. So I don't know. I'm just impressed with like the variety of skills that he's shown. And I hope that he can become like a pretty good rebounder and spacer. Yeah. And if he can post up and score as well, that's fantastic. We could use that off the bench.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think in Salt Lake, I think we talked about this a little last week, he looked pretty lost in Salt Lake, I think.
He's kind of figuring his footing out.
Yeah, which I can understand. It's probably a tough transition. But I think in Vegas, very impressive. Our leading scorer, like you mentioned, also our leading rebounder, interestingly enough. I also didn't think he played bad defensively. This is kind of a lazy comparison, but I just think a mini Larry Markkanen right now is kind of what I'm seeing.
He watches Larry Markkanen highlights before he got drafted.
Yeah.
So he's trying to model his game after Larry.
And obviously Larry will be there, be his teammate. So I would hope that he could turn into a version of that maybe. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see if they could play with each other. I guess, they can both shoot, both defend.
Both rebound.
Yeah, I guess one of the guys I was most impressed with, I actually thought all of our rookies did really well in Vegas, but Isaiah Collier, I know I talked about him last week. I'm just really loving what I'm seeing from him. He averaged 11 a game, but he also had 4 assists and 2.5 steals a game, which is exciting. I think our guard rotation is still a little up in the air, and it would be interesting to see where we could fit him in our actual lineup with Keontae and Colin Sexton, Jordan Clarkson. But he seems like he's comfortable with the ball in his hands. He's not too crazy, passes the ball decently well.
I did see a couple turnovers where I'm like, yeah, you maybe could have just done an easier pass and instead try and be flashy.
Definitely.
Yeah, I hope that he can develop his playmaking. I know that's something that they highlighted about him coming out of college.
Yeah.
But definitely his number one skill set is driving to the paint
and his
speed.
He's a good finisher.
If anything, we'll have that finishing and speed. And if he can show some playmaking, that would be amazing as well.
Absolutely. I think, I don't think he's my number one, but Cody Williams, I did a sigh of relief a little because watching him in Salt Lake, I'm like,
he looks kind of passive.
We might have screwed this up.
Maybe it's because he was playing with Keontae and Walker Kessler.
They might have game planned it that way. But in Vegas, there was many times where he was just dominating the ball, and like that's kind of what we want to see from a top 10 pick, I think. And I thought he played really well. 15 a game in Vegas.
Not yeah, definitely bad. The first game in Summer League, I'm trying to remember because it's been almost a week now. Our very first game, trying to remember who was against, was it the Raptors?
I think so, yeah.
Maybe it was the Raptors. He popped off. He had that like left-hand dunk.
Yeah.
And he was hitting shots. I think he finished that game with like 20-plus points. And so
yeah,
that first game was the real tone setter for him, and then he played solid after that.
Yeah, absolutely. I was impressed with... And Salt Lake got a little nervous that maybe he was just going to be a catch-and-shoot guy. It kind of seemed like that was his style there, but we saw in Vegas him starting putting the ball on the floor, even got to his offhand a little bit, finishing at the rim. Right. So I think there's lots of room. I think there's a lot we should be excited about these rookies.
Oh, the first game was against Dallas. He had 21
Dallas,
points.
That's right.
Three rebounds and four assists. So solid outing.
Yeah. Interesting. Who, is there anybody that impressed you the least, I guess, from our team?
That's a tough one. Because I feel like all the rookies were pretty much what we expected.
Yeah.
Like just solid. They weren't going to be like Donovan Mitchell level summer league, but they were just all pretty solid. Honestly, maybe Kenny Lofton.
Yeah.
I know he's got a non-guaranteed contract, but it's just that I didn't love his fit at center.
No.
And I just didn't like what I saw from him on the court. Just some turnovers, missed shots, and he's not the most catch-and-shoot player. You kind of have to play through him. So I don't know. It was kind of hard for him to find his role.
Yeah, I could agree with that. I think... I was going to say maybe either Kenny Lofton or Darius Bazley. I saw a lot of really exciting things out of Darius Bazley in Salt Lake.
Right, especially defensively, I'd say.
But both of them, Bazley and Lofton, only averaged 6 points and like 5 rebounds, which I guess is not horrible. I don't think they played bad. They definitely fit on our team as of right now, probably. Mm-hmm. But I think as guys who are experienced in the NBA, you should probably dominate the summer league a little bit more than 6 and 5, in my opinion.
Lofton's an all G League first team guy. You feel like that would be his thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but it was a good summer league. I think overall, I would say success, just seeing the rookies kind of come to their own a little bit more.
Yeah.
The question is, are they going to be able to have a role in the real team once they have to share minutes with Keontae and Kessler and all of our other players? So that'll be the most exciting thing when that starts coming, but good summer league.
Yeah, I totally agree. What about lots of other rookies playing in summer league? Did anybody else catch your eye? Not Jazz, obviously.
I'm trying to think. I think Reed Shepherd was pretty lights out. He was shooting well.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people thought that he was drafted too high at number 3.
Yeah.
Because it's a short white guy.
Yeah.
Usually the short white guys go a little bit lower.
Yeah.
But he was balling. He was scoring in bunches, and he was playing really well for the Rockets.
Yeah, I could agree with that. I really like Khalil Ware. Seems like...
Yeah.
That seems like one of the steals of the draft so far. Matas Buzelis, I don't know if you saw that dunk he had in Vegas, kind of cocked back a little and like he actually put it on somebody.
Good thing it wasn't us.
Yeah, for real. And then he was just hyped. The crowd got hyped. I don't mean to keep talking about him. I think Bronny James played a little better than
he made some shots actually. Yeah. I think it's hilarious that you can find like full game highlights of Bronny every summer league game.
It's so funny.
Even the missed shots. Like,
it's so funny.
It's like a 5-minute highlight tape of just his shots.
Yeah. I saw a clip where he like turned the ball over and then he got the block on the other end. But I'm like, we're totally just ignoring the fact that he just turned the ball over.
Yeah.
But I thought he played a little better. I'm happy for him.
Do you feel like we should have drafted Matas? Seeing him on the Bulls, does he look like maybe we missed out?
I mean, yeah, as of right now, it's kind of looking like that. But, I mean, it's hard to know. I mean, the vibe of him playing in his hometown, maybe that's hyping him up a little more. So maybe it wouldn't have been quite the same.
Yeah, and I think Cody looks just as good.
Cody looks pretty good, too.
So it's too early to tell, but they both look like they're doing well.
Yeah, it's hard not to overreact about Summer League. I think I don't think you can like put too little weight on it because it is NBA style basketball.
Right.
But obviously you don't have all NBA guys guarding you. So it'll be interesting how it translates. I honestly think most of these guys in Summer League are going to find their way in the Jazz rotation this year.
I hope so.
So,
especially those rookies.
Yeah.
Well, once a week, we got to give you our updated Markkanen rumors.
Yes, sir.
So I believe he can sign his extension on August 6th.
Yep.
I think that's still over a week away.
I think so.
And if he waits till August 7th, then we can't trade him before the trade deadline.
Oh.
Because you can't, there's like an NBA rule where you can't trade someone that you gave an extension to for like 6 months or something like that.
Yeah.
So that being said, if I were Markkanen, I'd wait that day. I want to stay.
Yeah.
But we'll see what he ends up doing.
Yeah.
Did you hear the Warriors offer for Markkanen? Do you think it's a W or an L?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of Warriors pretty mad about the feeling like the Jazz were ripping them off. Sometimes I don't think Warriors fans understand how trades work, that you actually have to give something to get something. Mm-hmm. But I heard that the Jazz wanted Brandon Podziemski. I think that's how you say his name.
Yep.
Santa Clara guy. We're familiar here at BYU with him. Is part of a deal, and possibly Jonathan Kuminga and Moses multiple Moody. First round picks. and Warriors said no. I would
have taken that if I were the Warriors. I don't know about the Jazz.
Yeah. It just makes me wonder how much the Warriors believe that they can win now. Because if they don't believe that, then I would want all three of those guys. You know, like, if you really think Steph, Markkanen, and Draymond can win a championship, then it's absolutely worth it. But I don't know if I believe that they could win a championship.
Even if they can't win a championship, I don't think Steph Curry should be on a rebuilding team.
That's true.
And so then I would say, well, if you're not thinking that they're going to win a championship, then what team is? Steph Curry should... It'd be nice if he retires a Warrior, but if he wants to win, he might want to go somewhere else.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's been kind of fun seeing him and LeBron play together. It makes me wonder. Sometimes I wonder,
Request a trade after this USA here? Gold medal.
Yeah.
But it's been exciting.
I don't know. I'm kind of... I think that I'm happy the Jazz are like exploring those avenues where they're saying like these are the guys we want. I like Brandon Podziemski a lot. I'm not really sure if any of those guys that they're offering are like a number one option for us, better than Markkanen.
I don't think Podziemski or Kuminga would become a player at Markkanen's level.
I don't think so either.
And so you're just kind of betting on two like solid role player type guys.
I think Podziemski could be kind of he's a decent defender and a pretty good shooter. Dylan Brooks
either
type.
Of those Warriors guys could be an all-star in a few years?
I think Kuminga has a lot of upside. I mean, he's like almost...
He'd be the one out of the two you say maybe could.
I would... Yeah, I think Kuminga's like I think he's 7 feet, puts the ball on the floor pretty good. No,
he's shorter than that. I think he's like 6'7" or 6'8".
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. He's like small forward.
Oh, yeah. For some reason, I thought he was. Yeah, you're right. He plays long, though. That's probably why I thought he was. But yeah, as a scorer, I could see him. When he played for, I believe he's an overtime elite guy, if I remember right. G League Ignite is what I meant.
Oh, okay.
And so I thought he played really well with them, but I don't know. I don't know if I'd really want either of those guys, to be honest.
Yeah, out of the two, I'm more high on Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah.
Because I think he is a good defender and can hit shots and even play with the ball in his hands sometimes.
Yeah.
Dunk on people. But I don't think he's as good as Markkanen.
No.
Or will be at any point. Last season, he did average 16 points a game, which is pretty solid.
That's pretty good, yeah.
So I think he is maybe slightly underrated, but I think the Warriors not being willing to trade him mean that this trade's just not going to happen.
No,
at least
it won't.
If I were the Jazz GM, I would say we're out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I hope that this just sends a message around the league. Like when the Jazz said that Markkanen, that they were going to require one of the other team's untouchables, they actually meant it. Like,
yeah,
you don't get to just come and take Markkanen for a bag of chips. You're going to have to give us at least 4 first-round picks and a player that you don't want to give up. So it's like...
And it's worked out for us before.
It has. It has.
Got marketing that way. So
I don't know if I'm really with the idea of getting more picks. I think the Warriors picks would actually be pretty valuable, but I don't know. I'm kind of tired of it.
Yeah, I'm on team keep marketing because I think that he still has a lot of years left to be good.
At this point, let's just keep him. He wants to be here. Not a lot of star players want to be here.
Right. And if it doesn't work out in a year or two, then let's trade him then.
Yeah.
Like, let's just run it back with him for a couple more years.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I don't know if you saw the NBA Cup groups
were
finally revealed. I believe last week we talked about how they weren't released yet, and then they released right after our episode, I believe.
No, it was literally like 30 minutes after we finished recording.
Yeah, we were texting each other about it. But the Jazz got their group. We're going to be in the same group as the Thunder, the Suns, Lakers, and the San Antonio Spurs. What are your initial reactions?
We might have got the hardest group.
Maybe, yeah.
Thunder
maybe.
Were the number one seed last year. The Spurs are probably the best non-playoff team. Maybe the Rockets and them.
Maybe.
Especially with Chris Paul coming in, they're probably going to be better than they were last year.
Yeah.
And so, like, they might be as good as we are. And then the Suns and Lakers were both at least play-in playoff teams.
Yeah.
Solids. I don't know. Maybe you could argue another group, but I feel like that's like a really good group with the Spurs being our bottom one.
Yeah. I think I'm actually kind of excited to see how we do. Thunder, are the clear favorite here. Much better. Miles better than all the rest of these teams.
Yeah, and their team got better in the offseason. Yeah.
And I would argue that all the other 4 teams, are, including the Jazz, are probably fringe play-in teams. Maybe that's optimistic for the Jazz and Spurs, but...
Yeah, I mean, you could also argue the other group with Nuggets, Mavericks, Pelicans, Warriors, and Grizzlies.
That's all playoff teams, probably.
Could be better than ours, so maybe we got off easy, because Grizzlies are way better than their record last year.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we're not in that group.
But we saw last year, Lakers won, but they didn't really have success in the playoffs, so maybe...
Maybe they could be on the down.
Yeah, maybe the Jazz could catch some wins here. And
they were in our group last year.
I believe so, yeah.
And the Suns were in our group last year.
Yeah.
So, be good. Yeah. And I think the Jazz just need to bring back that purple floor. I think that was kind of fire. I know some people were skeptical about it.
Yeah, it makes me wonder if they're going to do something new for it every year if you just go back.
Yeah, maybe they could make it more mountain basketball themed, like their jerseys.
That'd be cool, yeah.
That'd be pretty sick.
That'd be really cool. Yeah. We're also in the, I guess it's not really group stages, just pre-stages of the Olympics.
USA Showcase.
Yeah, I believe the Olympics start in 1 week. I think the 29th is, if I remember.
Or 26th or 29th or
something
like
that. In the next week it will start. I saw today LeBron James is going to be one of the flag bearers for Team USA. Just kind of
That'd
exciting.
Be sick. For like the entire Olympics or just...
I believe it's for almost the entire Team USA.
Wow.
I think they have like 5 or 6 flag bearers though.
That's a pretty big honor. I bet they give it to him because it's going to be his last Olympics.
I'm surprised he hasn't done it before, but I mean, one of the best athletes in the world, so respect that. But we've had a couple of exhibition games, some exciting, some a little concerning maybe.
Yeah,
but
your blood pressure is pretty high last game.
Did you see the game versus South Sudan?
I caught just like the highlight at the end.
Yeah.
Did you watch a good amount of it?
Yeah, I saw we were down by like double digits. I tuned in and I saw the second half where we started to climb back.
We were down at halftime, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, we were down like 20, like it was like 18 points or something like that.
Yeah.
And then I saw something, we outscored South Sudan by 24 points in the third quarter.
Wow.
Which is pretty crazy. Which kind of eased a little. I think maybe that shows us that like Team USA just needs to like, with the right coaching,
settle down,
right mindset, that they're who we think they are, you know?
Yeah, our boy Anthony Edwards went 1 for 7 from 3.
Oh, geez.
4 for 11 in the game. And Anthony Davis went 4 for 12.
Man.
Steph Curry went 4 for 11. But main man LeBron James, he went 10 for 14 from the field and had 23 points to lead the team. So he kind of was, I feel like, the one to keep us in the game. And he had that clutch shot at the end, that layup.
Oh, man. I saw slow-mo of that last shot he made. And just like seeing everybody like pull out their phones as soon as he gets the ball in isolation, like, oh, it's just so crazy. We're watching basketball history right now.
He's still doing this.
Yeah, and he's just like, even if he's not the best player in the league or even top five, like, it's just crazy that we get to witness this. Like, I wish I could have seen Michael Jordan do what he did, or Dr. J, or, you know, Kareem, whoever, Magic, Bird, but we get to witness this. So cool. It's so cool.
On South Sudan, I don't know if you know any of these players, but JT Thor.
Oh, yeah. He played for NBA. Oklahoma City, I believe, I think, at one point.
He might be on the Hornets right now, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah.
But he could have been before. Wendon Gabriel, he used to play on the Trailblazers a while ago.
Oh, yeah.
And then they had a guy with 24 points, and he went 6 for 12 from 3. Yeah. Mariel Shayok. I have no idea who that is, to be honest.
Oh, you're right. JT Thor's only played for Charlotte. Yeah, you're right. I might be thinking of somebody else. They had one guy, somebody was saying was like the top scorer in the G League last year or something. I'm not sure which
was that. Maybe that was Mariel Shayok, because he was balling for that game.
Yeah. But they had some ballers. I think that this is at least a sign to Team USA that they need to not like take any games off. Like, even a team like South Sudan is good enough that they could catch a win off us if we slack off, you know?
Yeah, well, I guess it means that basketball is the kind of sport where any team could win on any given night.
Yeah,
absolutely. So Steph Curry, even though he's the best three-point shooter ever, he can go 3 for 9 one game, right?
Absolutely.
And he can be off. And so any team could win on any night, even if it's like that. Unless, I guess, you're Angola against the Dream Team. That was not going to happen.
Yeah, no.
But I need to see some more from Team USA. Yeah. Hopefully that they're just messing around and figuring it out right now.
Yeah.
And when that gold medal game comes, you got to win that.
Oh, yeah.
You got to win
that. And if you're Team USA, you're going to catch everybody's best shot, too. Everybody's going to sleep a little extra the night before and be ready to go. Another game we played was against Serbia. I don't know if you saw the clip where Jokic was just like screaming at his teammates. Like, he wanted to, like, there was a turnover, and then you see Jokic just yelling down the floor, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it was probably a different language. I don't know what he's yelling, but
Serbian.
Yeah.
Probably.
But kind of crazy. We beat them pretty good.
Yeah. I was more worried about them. I guess we should have been worried about South Sudan.
Yeah.
They're decent. They're
closest
decent
one so far. I think Australia, we did pretty good. That one was a little close for a while.
Close as well.
Yeah.
Our boy Matthew Dellavedova.
Yeah.
And Joe Ingles.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty exciting.
Yeah, so, I guess a couple notes from last week. It's been a week since we recorded last.
Yeah.
The Kings added DeMar DeRozan via trade.
They did, yeah. I believe 3-team trade, right?
Yeah, with the Bulls and the Spurs, I think.
Yeah.
Spurs are making moves. They're getting lots of picks.
Yeah, I kept seeing headlines that said DeRozan to Kings in trade with the Spurs, and I was like, I don't think he plays for the Spurs anymore. I was a little confused,
Did you see, maybe we already talked about this in another episode, but there was like with the Klay Thompson move, there was like 6 teams involved.
Oh, geez, that's crazy.
And they
crazy.
Just like made it one big trade with all the free agency signings, so it's like a sign and trade with like 6 teams.
Yeah.
It's absolutely crazy.
I don't know if it's interesting to me that players are willing to help out teams that they're leaving. Like, I guess, like, I could see why Klay the Warriors have done a lot for him in his career. But it's also like, they're a team in your same conference that you're going to play a lot, probably.
Well, and I think part of the sign and trade is for salary cap reasons, so they can get off of salary.
It could be. Yeah.
So I know Tim Hardaway Jr. was moved in that, so that was a big help to their salary situation.
And absolutely.
I can't think of if there's anybody else, but yeah, part of that I think is just cap relief.
Yeah, that could be true. Yeah, I think DeRozan's that's an exciting fit with the Kings, though.
Yeah. He's Mr. Clutch, and so is De'Aaron Fox. Yeah. So they're gonna both be hitting clutch shots. It's gonna be awesome.
Makes me wonder how much DeRozan has left in the tank. I would guess probably not more than a couple more years would be my guess, but
yeah,
I don't know.
I still think that adding him, that makes them much better.
Yeah.
Also kind of sad for the Jazz. It means like, oh, shoot. Well, are we even better than the Kings at this point?
Right.
We're kind of on their level, around the same ranking in the playoffs.
Yeah.
In the standings last year.
The year before, the Kings looked like they might be the next team up. Yeah. But last year, yeah, they just took a step back. Makes me wonder if they can get back.
They were like the 9th or 10th seed.
Yeah.
But they only lost like a couple more games.
Mm-hmm.
Like they weren't that different. And it was just so competitive last year.
Yeah.
They fell all the way
to
10.
And I mean, like, I don't mean to sound like a broken record, but the West just gets, like, it just keeps getting crazier. Like,
thank goodness Paul George left. Yeah. Because we need it.
That's true.
Everybody's coming to the West otherwise.
The Pelicans got better with DeJounte Murray. The Lakers and Suns, I think, will be better.
We should talk about the Kings.
The Grizzlies will be back, I think.
Hopefully the Warriors are worse.
Yeah, hopefully.
The Spurs are going to be a little better.
They won't be like... They probably won't be bottom feeders, at least. So,
and the Rockets continue to get better. Yeah, dude,
it's insane. I don't even...
Grizzlies with Ja again, they'll be good.
Yeah, yeah, it's so wild. The West is just a... Who even knows what's going to happen next year? I would think Thunder are going to be pretty good.
Yeah, should we move to like the Midwest Conference in the East? Might have a better shot out there.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, I agree with that. An interesting piece of local sports news. Mike Trout, who...
MVP.
One of the all-time baseball greats is what I hear from a lot of people. Going to come to the Salt Lake Bees. As of tomorrow, Tuesday, July 23rd, he's going to play. And from what I hear, he'll probably play only a couple of games, so probably Tuesday and Wednesday, maybe Thursday if we're lucky. But we don't get opportunities like that a lot.
No.
If you're in the place where you can go to a Bees game, definitely buy those tickets if they're not already sold out. I'm sure they're getting sold off right now. I'm sure they're sold pretty quick. Yeah.
I'm not a big baseball guy, but I have a couple of friends that are like, yeah, pretty big into it, and a couple friends that are Angels fans as well. Uh-huh. And so I know that they'll be excited.
Yeah, that is really exciting. I want to say he's played for the Bees before, but I could be wrong. I want to say that was like something at the beginning of his career. I could be wrong about that. I might be thinking of somebody else, but College Football 25 came out.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
That was so fun. I stayed up late the first night playing it. Lost a little bit of sleep, but it's honestly worth it. It's so fun. You've been on it as well.
Yeah, I've been grinding that dynasty, rebuilding Temple University.
Oh, and where are they located at?
I think that my recruiting pool's in Philadelphia. So I think it's probably
Philadelphia,
Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Yeah, area.
They're an old school. Yeah. They've been around forever.
Yeah, super prestigious academically. You know, so it's pretty fun. It kind of feels like I'm a kid again sometimes.
Oh, also with Mike Trout, he was in 2012. He started the 2012 season with the Salt Lake Bees.
With the Bees, okay.
And he batted a .403 batting percentage, which is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So the return of the Trout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. On college football, I've been trying to get BYU a championship. Slowly going through the season.
On Dynasty or Road to Glory?
On Dynasty. Yeah. And then I did a Road to Glory. I'm on Wisconsin.
Oh, nice. Going back to the mission.
Oh, yeah. Back to the mission.
Yeah.
The Badgers are like an 86 or 87 overall in the game. So they're actually so good.
Yeah. I thought about doing Sam Houston to go back to my mission for my Dynasty, but it sounded too exhausting.
They're like a one-star program.
Yeah, they just barely became FBS last year, and them or Kennesaw would be a tough one. I think.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Too much of a grind for me.
Yeah, I'll stick with Wisconsin.
Yeah, fair enough.
But yeah, that's been fun. We'll definitely be grinding that out as well. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you to everyone for listening to this episode of the Tuned In Jazz podcast. I hope that this was helpful to you to know everything about the Jazz, and I hope you had a great time watching the Summer League games as we did. Make sure to watch our past episodes. Last week we talked about Salt Lake Summer League and some of the other trade rumors. And leave us 5 stars on Spotify, Apple, or on YouTube, on which we are now on as well. And yeah, make sure to stay tuned in, and thank you all.
Yes, take care.